here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're here talking Darcy and Stacy. The disaster continues.
Man. Do you think that they're drunk at the end?
Yes.
After
they're crying?
Yeah.
Gotta
is that
be,
her
right?
Main problem? Is she an alcoholic, the way that they were acting in that little tube?
She is unstable, whether it is alcohol or something else. There's just something where she doesn't have like normal reactions to things, you know?
I loved hearing the leather crinkle. Did you catch that? Their leather. You could just hear them moving. Stacy's hair. They just paid all that money for that hair.
You saw the tracks?
See that?
I know. I thought that blew my mind. What the hell? Didn't they just get fresh extensions? Looks like
that's
shit.
Crazy. It looks terrible. They need a refund.
I thought Stacy looked great when they were both in those black outfits and she walked into the room. I thought she looked great. Darcy was
sometimes
look at you.
They do look pretty. Mm-hmm. Darcy, a couple times I looked, I'm like, oh, she's pretty. I bet you in person they're pretty. Something's happened to them recently. They look completely different than what they look like now on the show.
I saw a couple. Well, I mean, a couple of the Instagram posts are like, they're so filtered. You can't even tell who's who.
Hurting them, maybe?
I don't know.
They're over. They need to make under. They really do. I think they would 100%. Look better.
Can you imagine if they looked
leather clothes?
Like you took out the extensions, you gave them a nice
they
little
looked
bob.
Their age.
They had normal makeup on. What would they look like?
If they looked like a soccer mom.
I mean, it'd be wild. I would love to see it.
And the way that they prom hair, they're up all the time is. It's really just how do they do it? The way that they swoop it to the side and they got
it's
it all going
situation.
On.
I loved the two of them. I don't know if you noticed them talking about like the road trips they took as children and their little confessional. The way they talk over each other. Like, again, I say it every week, Extreme Sisters, but like the flow they have when it's just the two of them. It's nuts.
They're reading each other's minds.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see.
My brother and I are the opposite. Like we're on the phone, Tyler always laughs. Like, neither one of us are talking, but we're real talking. It's just like silent pauses, and we're like, oh. Tyler hates talking to me. I go silent on him. I don't know. I go, well, I thought you were reading my mind. What do you think of Georgie? He is getting, well, he has normal friends, which I'm shocked.
Me too.
They wanted to jump
Darcy. They wanted to flee that situation. I would be so uncomfortable in a situation you don't know.
I'd be relishing.
Oh my God. You just don't know them. You're sitting there like, what is this shit? I don't want to be here.
I would love it if I wasn't Georgie and Darcy.
Yeah, it's a mess.
I was just watching them front row, the two of them together as twins in real life. Yeah. I'd pay to hang out with them.
Oh my God. I'd pay for it.
They are two of the most entertaining people I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Watching them do anything is amazing. I don't get why she keeps, like, it's a tale as old as time with Darcy. Like, they're keeping things from me and I don't have the full story. And I, you know, and then she has a breakdown about it every time. And it's like, this is your pattern. You do this over and over again.
Do everything for him, Stace.
And that's then like me.
She keeps it going. You have any answers, Darce? You want me to, you got to get the answers from the ex-wife.
I don't see him kiss or hug him. You want me to find her on Instagram? I'm going to do it. Like, Stacy's just waiting for that.
She lights her up, man.
She knows how to rev her up and get her going.
It seems like if Darcy didn't, she's got to be drunk. And if she's not, then she really needs some help because she's really emotionally. Those waves are smashing into the rocks.
She has no stability, like no emotional stability at all.
The girls seem great. I don't know how she raised two healthy girls.
I'm just wondering, did she, you know, like who's raising
they
those
seem
kids?
Okay,
they do seem okay, but was that
sometimes
Darcy?
When I grew up with a girl that had a crazy mother,
we say this all the
time, responsible kid you've ever
housewives
seen.
Right, all yeah. These psychotic women, their kids are normal. I think it they have to balance out, right?
Yeah, the kids will be okay then, maybe.
Oh, I absolutely loved when Florian, when they were driving to Virginia, this is the one time I've liked Florian.
Like in this episode, he was great.
Yeah, he was hilarious. The Virginia for lovers, and he's like, Virginia for lovers, Virginia almost for accident. I loved it.
Darcy can't even see over the steering wheel the way she's driving.
No, why would she
so
the one
close.
Driving? And just well, Georgie Florian. Casually saying like his car was repoed. I love it.
That's a pretty big deal, Georgie.
He's like, you know, the banks here, they're pretty strict. Like, what are the banks where you're from?
I love how they keep bringing up this money in a sock. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, like he's like a prostitute or something.
I guess it'd be weird if Tyler had money in a sock, but who knows? I mean,
what I would just.
What do you expect from Georgie? He's with Darcy.
Right. Great point.
There's a reason that she lives in a house away from her kids. And I really feel like she's a drunk.
Yeah, you might be right. I don't know.
What are the, but why is Stacy too away from her kids? Or maybe she's with them.
Her kids are older, right?
They're going to college, but they'd still be living there.
Well, they're not active parents, right? It's just, they've got each other. They're committed to that. And that's it.
I mean, how did those, who's the dad? They don't look like Darcy, but you can't really tell what Darcy looks like anymore.
They kind of look like Darcy to me. I don't know.
And they look so different from each other too. They don't, they look like sisters, but they don't look like sisters.
I think they look very related.
Do they? They're not like Kardashian-esque or they, I can, or my kids, they look spit in image of each other. Do they look like that to you, the two girls?
They look related.
They look
like
the same age, they're cousins almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think they were related.
But I would feel like they should look more similar. I feel like they could almost have two different dads.
Maybe they do.
There are a lot of secrets to this situation.
100%. There's a lot of fill in the blanks that are not filled. A lot of weird time periods that aren't accounted for. It's all very odd. Yeah.
Oh, and then the son who's passed away is in the picture. It breaks my heart. Oh,
yeah.
See the young pictures. It's not fair. Men age so well because he looks better than he did 40 years ago in his George Costanza era.
Right.
Look just like George Costanza.
He did look like George Costanza. Yeah. God. Oh, I loved Georgie saying, because I'm moving. I really felt this when he was like, you never know what you have until you start moving. It's like the most profound thing he's ever said.
Are you throwing away a lot?
I'm at the point now where I'm just chucking shit into boxes. Like, I don't even care anymore. Throwing it out.
Have stuff you want to throw away, though?
Oh, yeah.
You have a lot?
A lot of stuff I've been given. Shit ton? Probably 4 carloads to Goodwill. Just like,
are you a throwawayer? Is Dorian a throwawayer? Who is the who's the
Dorian
tosser?
Isn't doing anything in this move? I deserve a
no. I mean, but
the tosser.
I mean, in life, I love to throw everything away.
Oh, okay. I'm not like everything now, especially with clothes. I can't part with clothes. It's like a sickness.
Oh, I saw that Paige DeSorbo from Bravo World. From Summer House, and she's like, can't tag my dress, it's my mom's from the 90s. It's like, who the fuck keeps shit that long?
Not me.
If it's good quality shit, but I'm a chucker.
That's good,
especially in the 90s. My clothes got trash.
You'll never be a hoarder.
Yeah,
the 90s puking. You were like in middle
Tyler
school
always, or I mean, if they were my 90s, I guess I'm thinking of the moms in my 2000s. Right. I just put everything in a trash bag. Like, I clear off counters, throw everything in a trash bag that I know Tyler's never going to ask me for, but just in case, because it could cause World War II.
And you put it in the garage and just hope for the
best. I put it in the garage and, you know, if I got to hunt it down.
I will say this. There are 3 boxes in the garage that I've now lived in this house for 2 years. I've never opened that say garage. Probably just going to move them to the next house and leave them in the garage. I don't know what's in there. One day I might
clear
open
out
it.
Our garage, and then somehow 6 months later, it's right back ready to another dump run.
Because you add kids to the mix. There's just shit everywhere.
This is all totally off course. But growing up in upstate New York, there was no dump runs. You just threw everything in the trash. I don't know where everything went, but here in San Diego, you pay to go to the dump.
You do? You
bring truckloads of shit. Yeah, oh, Tyler God. Loads his truck up and brings it because we're out of trash space. Free. We have so much trash.
Oh, God.
It's like Christmas morning here every day.
They do bulk. This is thrilling conversation, guys. They do bulk trash days in our area where they'll come pick up stuff and you just put it on the curb. So
that's where it was in New York, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. They have like bulk days.
San Diego's always trying to make a buck where they go.
Oh, of course.
Dead bodies are dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sorry. Completely off course, everyone. We'll get back to Darcy and Stacey. Stay tuned. Scott Peterson documentary. Did you watch it?
Is it out recently, new or old?
Might be old, but it's one that turned a lot of people's thoughts on it. Did you watch one ever?
Lacey Peterson.
Yes. Scott and Lacey. Now they're saying that there was another dead pregnant lady that turned up. My friend was kind of trying to tell me why she was torn on it. Now I was always, he did it no matter what, but I guess there was a robbery across the street. People claim that they saw her at a time where he couldn't have killed her. And there was other dead pregnant women that came about, and another pregnant woman saw two sketchy guys and called the or whatever and felt like she was going to be murdered. Do you think there's a chance he didn't kill her?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know if you watched it.
It might be a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it was maybe last year. I think I saw it. I gotta look it
nothing,
up. I watched so much bullshit.
Nothing's more interesting to me than people who are in jail and if they did it, or maybe he didn't,
right.
I'm really convinced.
Right. Yeah.
What if you happened to be in that situation? I'd lose my mind, you know?
Oh, it'd be terrible. The worst.
Like driving down the road, I space out. Like, do I have a body dragging on the end of the car? I don't know.
Hope you know.
Sometimes I just space out completely.
Oh, me too. This guy came in one day to work.
Three
to
kids
like
in the cars. Like,
I know, to do a mindfulness thing. And he was like, so everybody sit here, think about your drive to work today. And I was like, my drive to work? Like, I don't even remember getting to work. Like, I got to work. And he's like, so many of us, when we drive and do things, we're like on autopilot. And he's like, next time you drive, try to be very cognizant of like everything around you. It's such a different experience.
Oh, I need my phone turned off.
Yeah,
I have to learn a dark lesson. I always hear Tyler in my brain. Like,
all right,
back to Darcy. I loved at the beginning. I miss Darcy something, Stacy something, DJ Flo, DJ Florian. And then she goes, what's Georgie? And Darcy says, Porgy. I love that. I always say Georgie Porgy, pudding and pie. I don't know where I always learned that nursery rhyme. Did you?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But that's not something you want to name your little sexy pirate.
No. Porgy?
Does look like Peter from Vanderpump Rules.
He does, kind of. There's such a disaster here. Like, I love how when she gets there and then he's like, they're driving over there. He's like, you're going to wait in the car. And she's like, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. And then she sits in the car losers. In her full glam. Just losers.
Yeah, she's all glammed up, but then she's wearing sneakers and like sweatpants.
I know.
Like,
so
what you're going to meet them in this fuzzy coat?
I think what
not
it is.
I'd be
is
wearing
like,
anything different.
They have to wear so much makeup all the time. It's just, what are they like? I want to see full no makeup. What are we looking at? What are we looking at?
They would look better.
I don't know. Yeah.
They have to.
Because like Love Island, for example, we see them with no makeup. You really get to see the people. And you see how makeup either enhances or, you know.
I got to say, it's more the hair that I have a problem with them.
Yeah. Yeah. The hair is ridiculous.
The makeup. I actually not the Instagram post, cause they look gold, but on TV, their makeup looks pretty good. And the older I get, the more I'm realizing the importance of makeup.
It does make a difference for sure. I'm like reverting, especially working from home. It's like, what is makeup? But it does make a difference.
And I grew up with a mom who was like, if you're wearing makeup, you're a whore, you know, but she didn't say that, but it was the sense I got, you know?
Oh yeah. I remember having to sneak makeup as a teenager, like, and put it on at the bus stop, like a psychopath.
It's like, I couldn't shave my legs. So I was 15. It's like, or who knows how old, but I remember being at a party and I see all these shaved legs. It's like, God, I look like a gorilla with this blonde fuzzy hair, and I'm hairy and I tan up. So I really stuck out. God. Georgie yelling at Darcy, though. He does have a dark side, yelling at her for her driving.
She shouldn't be driving. I don't think Darcy should be able to drive. No. She's too short. Certain people, if you're like under 5 feet, should you be driving? I don't know.
40-year-old virgin when Leslie Mann's drunk.
Oh, that's a great scene.
What do you think about a tandem bike? I don't want to be on one.
No, I'm good.
Fuck that shit. That seems just as dangerous.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I'm good on a tandem bike.
How does it work? How do you not fall off and die and scrape your whole face up?
Well, I mean, you just ride at the same time.
Somebody has made me laugh, though. Did you? I don't know if you saw that TikTok. It was really long. I'm trying to find her name. Jess. She sent us a TikTok about how women, their whole vaginas can pretty much be disintegrated and moved out of place on water slides.
What?
This woman was a couple months postpartum. It was a TikTok. What am I watching?
TikTok is a bunch of bullshit.
And,
it was like TikTok.
Crazy. It's like, what if these men need to get their dicks ripped off?
What do you mean the vagina disintegrates?
Like the water, like not disintegrate. I mean, not just the word I came up with, but the water plows through the uterus, like the vaginal. They kept calling it a vaginal cave or some crazy word for it. And they're saying that, what was the word? Vaginal vault was the word. And it can pretty much, the water can just push it. Like you can either just really misplace your whole vagina. The woman that it happened to that they were talking about was postpartum, only a couple of months, so maybe
okay.
I don't believe recovering this. But yeah, you know,
just like your TikTok about the pezzes, which seems to be false. Not your TikTok, but somebody's.
It's false. It definitely is. The real pez put out the bullshit way. You have to load it. Nobody. That's why nobody eats pezzes.
I've never eaten a pez. I don't think.
Oh God, I love it. I just eat the candy and unwrap it. Fuck the whole Pez. I could pound I love Pez candy.
Wow, really?
Oh, I love it. It's delicious. I love it. If I didn't have to unwrap it, I would just, God, it's delicious.
Oh, that's great. All right. Anything else, Darce? Oh, I liked Florian saying bell bottoms were for elephants. I don't know if anyone caught that.
I love a bell bottom. Darcy and Stacy definitely are bell bottom people.
100% with a heel, with a wedge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Georgie with the gloves on and the mask and everything, it just really brings you back. It's such a time in history.
It really is.
When he was going in.
Yeah. Just nervous.
Oh, her talking Florian into having a baby. Just give it up, Stacy.
Give it up. You already have
giving
children.
A man a baby doesn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't.
Be rich like Oprah. That's how you get a man.
Kids, babies, especially if you're older, babies are tiring. What do you want to do to yourself? No way.
Can you imagine they look this disheveled without a brand new baby? I can't imagine.
Ridiculous.
Them talking about their mom's sex life. The four girls, the four teenage girls.
Oh, I miss that.
When they were making the cookie cake.
Yes.
Nico and Aspen. Uh-huh. And then they have the two friends up there and they start talking about her mom and they're like, yeah, my mom was talking to me about the birds and the bees and they're pretty much laughing. I wanted to get your opinion on if you think all four of those girls have been boned. I like that.
I don't know. I hope not. They're all young.
They were laughing. Like they were like, they think that we're young. It's like, you are fucking young.
Yeah.
You're
but they're young
kids.
Young with the internet. It's like,
no, I know, but youth it's just funny
is
when
dead
you're that
because
age.
If you have YouTube and
you think you're old.
It's over.
Yeah.
You know too much.
Well, even at their age, I mean, I was driving myself to our local Planned Parenthood. It wasn't Planned Parenthood, but it was pretty much that, getting secret inspections, you know, pap smears and going on birth control that my mom didn't know I was on.
I like that.
Nothing worse than that.
God.
What did you think about Florian, though, at the end? Really going to bat first. Darcy, he's screaming at people.
He's trying to secure that number one husband rank.
I forget they're even married.
I know. It's wild.
He's funny. He's weird, but he's funny.
He's bizarre, but he's hilarious to me. He's like a real character.
He's growing on me.
Yeah. I mean, he's not growing. I would never want to like deal with him, but I find him entertaining because he's like such a doofus.
He's getting more entertaining somehow. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know if you guys think that they're drunk.
Yes, please do. And we'll be back before you know it. Love you guys.